Recording in progress.
Hey, it's Toy Johnson Vincent here, your no sugarcoating coach. You know it because you're on Speak to Me First podcast show. And I'm telling you, folks, she's back. She's back better than ever. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm talking to a mom, a recording artist, an entrepreneur, but most what's going on and has been going on in her life and her story of resilience is really about her journey with breast cancer. And as most of you know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want on this show to bring awareness to you. So let me just start by saying, if you haven't gotten your or scheduled your mammogram, please go out today and do that. I mean, 100%. Don't wait. So what I want to say, where is she from? Well, she's based now out of New Jersey. And of course, I'm a native New Yorker. And you know, I'm not going to hold that against her because she's so awesome. And she'll tell you herself all about her journey. But most of all, she is a resilient, amazing woman and mom. So without further ado, let's get right into it, folks. Yes. Hello, Jody. Come on in. Let's bring Jody. Come on in. Let's see Jody right now. Jody Luce, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Toy. Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. And go ahead and speak up and speak up as loud as you can. You know how these audios are. We want to hear you. Yeah. Don't use that inside voice. Not today. Give me that Jersey thing.
Mic check.
That's right. Raise your voice. Welcome back to Speak to Me First podcast show. You know we're always on a timer around here, so we're gonna get right into it. I'm thanking you so much for coming back. I know we spoke some time. I believe it was last year, as a matter of fact, because I had my 1 year plus anniversary for the podcast show. So, Yes, thank you. And I thought of you, although I know many, many people, many women in particular who have, gone through the challenges and triumphs of breast cancer. And of course, it's highlighted during this month. But I believe we should highlight it every month. You know, there are so many different ailments, chronic diseases, some things that we have cures from, others we don't. Whatever it is, it affects all of us because breast cancer does not just affect the person that has it, but also the families that are around them and friends that they love and, you know, loving back. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Tell the audience, number one, you're now based in out of New Jersey. I believe that's your hometown.
Yes, I am based out of New Jersey. I was born and raised in Jersey, Newark, Jersey. So I'm back in Jersey and working like crazy.
Excellent. And we know you, I did some research and you've released a single. I know you had been working on it for a while, but you released it. So just in case people can't hear, just go ahead and shout it out. What is the name of the single? When can they hear it, or can they hear it now, and where?
It actually dropped Friday. It's called Fya, Fiya, by Jody Luce, myself. And you can catch it on all digital platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, Tidal, and all digital platforms. So, yeah, definitely, if you love that feel good, you like to dance hall, love Latin vibe, that's the vibe.
And I'm going to see if I can, not sure if I can, but I'm going to try. I saw that somewhere. Hold on, let's see. All right. So hopefully you guys, you can see what I'm going to, hear. Let's see if we can play it. How about, you can hear it? Can everybody hear it? Very catchy. Yes. How about that?
No.
Can you hear it?
I don't hear it.
Okay. Well, I certainly did. Well, but did you see my screen share, everybody? Did you see that? Well, that was on YouTube and it was playing in the background. Fire, fire. So, yeah, I was hopeful that we had that cover sheet so we could see it. But they did, you know, you didn't see the cover at all. You did, saw nothing? Huh? Oh. All right, let's see this. Can you see that?
Yes, definitely.
You can see your picture.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Hey, what a picture, folks. Just think about this for a minute, you know? Yeah, she wakes up like this. How about that? Okay. And
I'll take the makeup off
of this. Oh, yeah. You're all right. You're all right. So bottom line is, I wanted to give them a little sample of that. You know, you have a journey. You're still on it. Because somewhere in the back of our minds, our families, the person that's going through it, and I, you know, personally had lost a best friend to this, you know, breast cancer specifically, and perhaps even metastatic, which is a whole different, you know, thing of how the body works, how things move around in the body. But I also know you were on a health, you know, kick as well, because, you know, you did share some of the things you were doing over the past year with your health in terms of eating and healthy and just keeping everything right physically, mentally, emotionally. That's a lot. Can you tell the audience, you know, what has brought you through this journey and what was it like just hearing the word, you know, and ultimately going through, you are obviously you are a breast cancer survivor. And, you know, really, just tell us what some of that was like, if you can kind of capture that.
Thank you. I would be, it'd be an honor to. I honestly didn't have time to think about anything because I was hit with double news back to back within a month. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I actually, before I went in for my diagnosis, I found lumps on my neck. It's a few lumps. So I went into the hospital and I was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma cancer, which was anywhere in my lymph nodes, I had tumors spread out. Then I started feeling really sick, nauseous, throwing up. I hadn't begun treatment yet, so, you know, I started figuring out, okay, what's going on? So I was then told that I was pregnant. I was about 3 months pregnant, almost 4 months in. And then at that point, the doctor said, well, if you'd like to continue with treatment and you know, go through chemo, you have to get an abortion. That was not an option for me. I honestly knew that my son was going to be all right. I was going to fight through it. And if I had to risk my life for him, then I was going to do that. And I did that. I have to say that we both are cancer survivors because he survived through it all. He actually survived it all the way into 6 months. My water broke. I was in the hospital for a month. They had to literally, you know, keep him in there and, he fought through, I have to say. 7 months, I delivered him naturally, and then I almost waited too late to go to treatment. I was in heaven having him that I almost waited too late. So I was given a month to live, and at that point, there was no slowing down. I had to fight through. I was almost a year into treatment. Every day, month of radiation, chemotherapy for 8 months. And then I was well into cancer remission. So here we are. I'm 12 years now into remission. My son is now 13 years old.
Wow.
And I have to say, I remember they said he was going to be, and this was the doctor's word, he's going to be retarded.
Yeah.
No, he is actually very intelligent, and thank God he is amazing. And along with that, you know, I have to say that there's never any, you know, you gotta prep for anything. No, you honestly, once you're diagnosed, and I have to share my mistake on what I did, you know, prior to all of this, was that I literally did not get any checkups. I did not watch my health. I did not watch these things that, you know, that we should be on a daily as women and as men. Watch the food we eat, you know, the sugar intake, the processed foods. I say if you didn't make it, don't eat it. But honestly, you know, a lot of us like to eat out, but it's just a matter of watching what we eat. And I strongly suggest to detox and cleanse, because, you know, it's hard for us on a day-to-day to not eat certain foods or, you know, eat certain things, but we can be mindful of detoxing and cleansing our bodies of any waste of anything that it enters our bodies. So I guess that's my way of sharing some type of prevention.
Yes. And we need more prevention as we talk about it. But first of all, I'm sure by now, not that he or she would have deserved any phone call from you, but it would be amazing had that same doctor that said those words to you, which was not very kind, by the way. Number one, that particular word is very offensive to community. We are talking challenges. No, but we don't say the word, and I won't even repeat it. But at any rate, and so again, but you made a choice for you and your body and, you know, in your faith and everything, and you had your son, so a beautiful son, which I believe you said was 13?
13.
Now, you have a teenager. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
You survived cancer and now with the 13-year-old. So happy to you. And we are so excited that you, you know, you're here and you can talk about it now. And of course, it's from an emotional standpoint. There may be many people. We know I was doing just a little bit of research, like looking at it, you know, from the good old Google standpoint and all the medical journals and things like that. But, you know, it's out there on Google. And I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, you hear it all of the time that people are being diagnosed, more women each and every day. But what people don't understand is that it affects men as well as women. But of course, us more, you know, women more. And not only that, but depending on your, you know, your particular background, family history, from a racial perspective, what your race is, you know, me being African American, it affects me even more in a different type of way, meaning it's more, can be more aggressive forms of breast cancer. So it's very important to get that screening. Whomever's listening to this, and this is global, I'm thanking my global audience today, who right now we're in 13 countries, wherever you are, and if you can, schedule that mammogram, because what they're saying is that perhaps can be the next step to hopefully save your life, and if not extend it. So that's really important. And I myself, having you on this program today, I said, you know what? Whoa, hold on. Let me look. You know, we're looking at our calendars all day. There's so many people like yourself, recording artists, mom, entrepreneur, all of that, marketing, promotion person, working, you know, just working daily. We forget. After COVID, many of us didn't go, right? They canceled. What would you say to that woman who says, well, you know what? I canceled it and it was COVID. I guess since it's been that long, I can wait. What would you say? Couple of words, what would you say to them?
You know, it's tough to, you know, it's tough to honestly tell someone to do something.
Right.
You know, but I can only share with you that just like your sister who passed away, and, you know, I also...
Well, actually, no, my best friend passed away from...
My best friend passed away.
We're like sisters. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, honestly, that we can say to really knock someone in the head to say, hey, listen, I had someone that passed on or I went through it. But every day, think about your health. Think about where now, remember, we're coming from a time where now we're facing COVID. We're facing now, it's a high rise of cancer now. More than in this year alone, there has been, and I've researched, there has been more than 80,000 women being diagnosed with cancer. And I mean all forms of cancer. Mm-hmm. Women that are going through heavy blood clotting and why wait? Why wait when we're faced with something or when mm-hmm. we're feeling something? Mm-hmm. Let's practice prevention. Let's prevent that. You know, a lot of us have, you know, obviously, you know, because of the times, and it's stressful. Yes,
yeah.
It's a lot of times that are stressful. But what could be more stressful is not knowing what's going on with your body, and then finding out when you're finally hit with a diagnosis. And I mean any diagnosis, you know, and because we're touching on breast cancer, but it's so many different cancers now that are on the rise. Ovarian, women are going through pancreatic cancer. I mean, you know, I can go on, but
yes, yeah.
You know, I consider a lot of women now, like even, you know, after having their babies, that I've also found out that considering breastfeeding when you're, you know, after having your child can actually be a preventative measure as well, not just for yourself, but your child as well. Mm-hmm. Maintaining a healthy weight. I'm just sharing some tips because it's, you know, it's hard. I know that from a day to day as women, you know, we tend to even forget to drink water. A lot of us, you know, we might drink a bottle of water a day, but it's very important to get that water intake in to flush out these things that are going into our body. Even if we drink some wine, you know, limit the alcohol, because the alcohol, and I kid you not, wine is high in sulfate, and the sulfate in the wine is what's giving a lot of us women breast cancer, believe it or not. So if you have a glass of wine, have a glass of water between, you know what I mean?
Just, mix it up.
I'm just, you know, sharing these preventive measures because a lot of us do. Hey, you know, it's a stressful time. We might need a glass of wine, and that's okay. But, you know, drink that glass of water between, you know, those glasses or maybe after, you know. Eating a healthy diet. I don't like to say diet, the word diet, because I'd like to say, you know what, create a new lifestyle. Mm. What's your new lifestyle? Well, I started eating my greens. Get more of those greens in. Get those red fruits, vegetables in. You know, that brings up it's also preventative, taking vitamins, especially vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just on a capsule. Get out there in that sun. Mm-hmm. You know, lay out in the sun. They say that the sun is bad for us. It's actually the opposite. The sun heals you. Mm-hmm. I have been through some serious, I'm away now, away from the sun, but if I could get some sun in, I'm going to do it, because a lot of us live in the city, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to. But that's fine. I mean, I understand, because again, you did reside formerly a resident of Florida, so of course you had more sun, and vitamin D is, all of that is important. Yeah. When we think about things, and when we mention the word diet, it kind of throws people off anyway. If you say diet, nobody wants to do it, because it's and most people who say they are dieting said, well, it didn't work, and blase and blase. So now you just have to find a healthy way, or nutritionist, I think, may be the better part. Better way to listen. You know, I didn't listen to a doctor either, and they say, oh, go to a nutritionist. Okay. So again, but it will depend on capital YOU. It's your body. You do what you want to do in your time. But yeah, I definitely would advocate, at least, you know, if you don't want to listen to anybody else, a particular doctor, then maybe try to a nutritionist for anyone, no matter what your age is, because, this cancer, it's affecting a lot of people. COVID, which is stress. So now you have other issues, because stress and anxiety. And, and then they say a lot of people with, you know, a lot of weight around the stomach area is not too good either. And I learned that the hard way. But, you know, as a diabetic type 2, so I'm aware. I think what's more important is making, you know, men and women become more aware of their bodies, but particularly women, we need to just say, and we're pretty good usually about going to doctors and everything, but sometimes it's scary. We don't want to know. We can look at something and say, oh, it's just a rash. It'll go away. Maybe, maybe not. If you have a particular mole anywhere on your body, you might want to get that checked out for sure. Let somebody say, in the medical field that it's okay, because there are people who have moles that they do not remove for a reason. So it's just that you are aware that you see something. You know how they used to say, you see something, say something, whatever. Well, say something to yourself. Go to the doctor or tell somebody, a family, a friend, and maybe they'll go with you if you have the fear of whatever may be going on. You have to confide in someone. So I thank you, because you threw out some really good tips, especially from a health or healthier lifestyle in terms of food and intake is very important. I'm sure everything has changed for you over the years. You know, you're thinking, you know, 4 and 5 ways, and well, I used to sit down and eat all of that stuff, and now I'm doing this. You know, so I say, do what works for you, and as long as you are on top of your game and you have a heightened sense of awareness, and that's what we love to talk about. I love to talk about resilience. So we're going to move into a different thing, because, you know, we're broadcast, we're always on a timer, so we're going to kind of move into a different area. You know, do you consider yourself resilient?
I do, because, you know, a few years back, I literally, and I'm sharing something that I haven't shared with anyone yet. I had to get a part.
Well, let me just stop you. Let me stop you before you say that. It is global, and it is a public broadcast. So if you said you hadn't shared with anyone, and if that means including your family and whomever, do you want to do that on this platform?
Yes, that's why I'm speaking.
Okay. All right. Yes, now we got that clear. It is the speak
know,
to me
I'm
first.
Just, I'm on notes. No, I wouldn't say anything that, you know, I wouldn't be comfortable with.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm comfortable with that. And the reason why I share this is because I literally had 2 cysts between my uterus and my cervix. And what happens is that a lot of us women, we go through, you know, pelvic pain and, you know, pain down, you know.
Yes.
And in that area. Mm-hmm. And we might think that it's, you know, something else, and we might ignore it. Mm-hmm. So screenings also for ovarian, not just cancer, but just making sure that we get our pap smears done, mm-hmm. along with, and I was going to say, our mammograms as well, you know, just getting screened, mm-hmm. because had I waited, these 2 particular cysts were growing already, and they were already going into where I could have relapsed. So that's where I was getting that, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, it's this, it's that, but, and ignore it. But when we do that, we're actually not helping ourselves. So if we can not ignore even the smallest sign, you know, in our body, because our body will speak to you. So, you know, just being aware, practicing awareness.
Yes.
In ourselves.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that and sharing that, because, you know, especially when we're talking about hysterectomy. You know, it's a very personal thing. It's something that many women will have to do it. They weren't planning on doing it. They didn't even know something happened in their life, not cancer necessarily. That may be towards the extreme part of everything. But, you know, whatever it is, it's still, it kind of stops you in your tracks. So it's just that, you know, it's almost like that word. We don't talk about it. So leave it alone. But no, when you're getting you're going to your annual GYN exam, and again, depending on your family history, people might say, or medical professionals may suggest that you go earlier than most. Maybe your mammogram starts before you're 40 or before you're 50, because now they're doing colon cancer screenings, right? Before, now they say, no, it used to be 50, but no, we're saying, no, you need, just let's try 40 now. Some people say, well, but if it's a family history of that particular type, then maybe you need to go even earlier than that. So every single person that's listening to this broadcast, in no way, shape, or form, neither one of us are medical professionals or licensed, you know, certified in any profession, whether it's allied health or not. I know I'm certainly am not, but what we are saying today on Speak to Me First podcast show is listen to Jotty Luke's story. Listen to the resilience in her voice and in the, by the way, she's living her life now. We all make mistakes. We eat junk food. We loved it. I loved it. I grew up with junk food. I just love junk food. And I'm based out of New York. There's a, you know, every corner has a store in Brooklyn where I grew up. So I was looking for the soda. I was looking for the soda with sugar. I don't know what diet soda was. I didn't know then, and I don't like it now. But now I understand that if I'm going to drink a soda now, unless my blood sugar is really low, I will not have a soda with sugar in it. And then there are ways around that you can water it down too. So there's so many different alternatives, you know, but again, check with your medical professionals because with Jotty Luch, I'm hearing you saying you do have that story of resilience. You know, your son is, he's 13 now. All that you've been through many times, maybe you were just tired. You just couldn't even be yourself as the best mom you wanted to be. I'm going to take just a couple of minutes to touch on that, if you don't mind. You know, raising your son, knowing all that you've gone through, how do you, you know, I know you have to protect him because he's would be your little one who's no longer little, but he's your baby, right? And so, you know, protecting, I mean, going through all of that, you know, how did you just get that courage to really make sure your son kind of know what was going on? Maybe not all of what's going on, depending on his age at the time. But how did you actually come through that and really sitting down with your son or with your family?
You know, it was tough because there were days that, especially when I was going through radiation, that I couldn't even hold him. Mm-hmm. Because when you're undergoing extensive treatment like that, I was going through it every day. Mm-hmm. So there were times that I couldn't even hold him for a whole month. And he was about 6 to 7 months, because I like I said, I almost waited too late to start the treatment. So when I finally did that time, I thank God my mom, my mother, and his dad, he helped me through it. It just took such a weight on everyone, because when you're not just, you know, you're affected by cancer, but everyone around you is. And I have to say, because he was so little, he really didn't, you know, get, you know, affected by it, but he was what made me stronger every day. Even at times that I couldn't get out of bed and I was throwing up and all over the place, he was my power. Yeah. You know, if I would say, he's my light. And even still, even these days, you know, going back into this hustle and bustle, now, you know, really getting into work mode, and he keeps me grounded, believe it or not. And he's actually, I'm more up and going, and he's very chill. So he, even at little, like, he just has this old soul. So
yeah,
it's good. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. You're beaming right now. You're beaming. You can go ahead and shout it to the rooftops. You're a survivor and you are resilient. And, you know, I just respect the fact that you came on this show to share that. And I'm happy. I know we first, you were a previous guest, and we were talking about that. And we did touch on, obviously, about your background as a cancer survivor. But we did talk a lot more, too, about your recording side. And so we want to definitely let people know how they can get your single that you finally got it out there, and where they can purchase it. We're going to do all of that in a minute. My next question before we go turn that right back over more into the music side, because, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, when you were going through all that, being a musician or recording artist, did you listen to your own music? Because you have that upbeat kind of music, or did you just kind of, was music like, you know what, it's not my friend anymore? Were you just that down and you didn't do anything, or did you listen to music at all?
Well, that's a good question. I actually turned my attention to jazz, listening to smooth jazz. That is what got me through, because music and overall just music, I love a mix of genre of music, but smooth jazz is what got me through the moments, and even still, like, just to kind of keep me, you know, just to, because it was so much going on, you know, through treatment. It's, I tell you, the medicine itself makes you crazy, like, literally, but smooth jazz, like, kept me going. But I'm such a music, I have such a mix of music genres that I listen to. So that, I can say that that's where I finally led up to this point musically. But I actually had to put everything on hold. You know, just a taste of all types of music, salsa, merengue, you know, when I was feeling upbeat, you know, when I could. But honestly, what really kept me grounded was smooth jazz. Through it all.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, it's amazing how music, because even myself, I was in a singing group in high school just before we graduated. And all I wanted to do was two things in New York, play handball, and then I'm going to rehearsal. And eventually, as a four girls group called the Quadraphonics, we just lost a member recently, unfortunately, out of Brooklyn. But, you know, and then eventually we meshed with a band. So then the music was live. And as I think now, you know, it's very rare that in my house that you don't hear music. I don't need the TV. I just need the music. The TV can be on, it's, the sound is down, but the music is going. And I'm going to take it all the way back. All the way, all the genres, just take it all the way back in terms of the years. So, you know, I wanted to just find out because I was kind of curious. I'm like, well, I know she's got fire, and you can do a lot of reggaeton, and you know, I mean, you speak Spanish fluently and all of that, you know, Spanish and English, everything fluent. It's got to be amazing, but that's your love. And I'm thinking, as an artist, you know, how did you come out of that? You know, would you say, one day you wake up and say, I'm just not feeling great. I don't care what's playing. I don't want to hear anything. You know, maybe you had that kind of day. I don't want to hear anything. I just want to live.
Yes. And those were a lot of those days. I actually, there was times that I honestly, I got to a point that I just stopped watching TV. I stopped watching movies. I couldn't, because I just honestly couldn't put my attention to anything but just, you know, fighting to live and my son, and making sure that, you know, also helping my mom, because I would also see the weight on everything, on, you know, on her. But what I literally had to tune myself out of, just even phones, like, I had to really just focus on myself and my son, and that was it.
Wow. You know, sometimes, and you said the word, interestingly, focus. And we focus on so many things and so many people, our families, our friends, but we as women tend to not focus on us. A lot of times we make ourselves secondary. And, you know, from time to time, there's really nothing wrong with that. We love our families. You love your children. You want them to have the best, or our spouse or significant other, whomever may be in your life. But, you know, I just find if you don't take care of you, capital Y-O-U, you'll hear all of my things out there. I'm the hashtag No Sugarcoating Coach. Most people know that, not only a podcast host, but I also coach people. I'm a life skills, a life certified life coach, essentially. And I think about it, too. I have to really tell myself, stop, wait a minute, do what you need to do for you. You don't need to call that person back right now. You don't need to answer that email right now. You need go ahead and schedule your doctor's appointments. This is a very good time of the year. Maybe you'll agree, is that especially when insurance's purposes, people will, they'll build up like, you know, squirrels with nuts. They'll just build everything up and go to every appointment that they didn't do all year. And then sometimes you can't get that appointment. You know, you're trying to meet your deductible, or you've met the deductible, and now you can get most of your appointments for free or very little cost, co-pays, etc. But the most important things, like our mammograms, our screenings, colon, you know, you know, you just colonoscopy, we don't do it. And again, for people who are listening to your story and just listening in general of, you know, surviving cancer, Most, or I should say a lot, is preventative, but sometimes we are just dealt that hand where our family members had something going on, and that means we have to just step up our game no matter what age and say, you don't have to wait for your doctor to tell you to get screened for anything. You go in and say, my family, this is what I know. I don't need to tell you their names. I just need to tell you what I believe I've heard. You know how a lot of times when you're younger, you're sitting around and you can say, oh, I didn't know Auntie so-and-so said something about her knee or her head hurt or her hand or something. Mm-hmm. You say, wow, she used to always complain about that. You know, that's history sitting there and going into the, you know, have you seen that? You go into the doctor's office and they ask you all these questions about your family history. And you're like, let me see. I don't really know exactly, but I think Auntie so-and-so, she used to do this, or Uncle so-and-so used to always complain about a certain part. And we're like, okay, well, whatever you think it is, put it down. Let them know. And say, well, maybe one, you don't want to get overscreened for things. That's not the, you know, that's not the way. But at least if you have a clue. And by the way, it's holiday time coming up. When you're sitting at that dinner table, would you say, Johnny Luch, start asking people, you know, in some kind of easy something kind of way, just say, hey, look, this is what I've gone through. I just want to know, should I get any more tests, you know, done based on family history? Ask the grandmothers, the great grandmothers, the aunties, the uncles, on both sides, maternal and paternal.
Especially our elders, you know, like you said, our aunts, and because it's important, you know. I lost my grandfather 3 years ago, and he was going through it with his liver, and you know, and his kidneys, and he was going. I remember he was taking me to my treatment sometimes when I couldn't drive, and I would drive him to dialysis, but he wouldn't tell me that he was going through dialysis. I thought that it was, you know, the hospital. He was going through some checkups, and then later on, I learned that he was receiving dialysis. So, it's important to even if it's uncomfortable, but you know what? At least you find out and you know, and you can, you know, at least, you know, have an idea. You know what? Then maybe I should start, you know, checking this. But I have to say that we are our first doctors. We are our healers. We can heal ourselves. We have the power to heal ourselves, but we have to listen to our body. Our body's going to tell us. Your body will tell you.
Yes.
But it's up to you to listen or to pay attention.
Yes.
And that's the part, because we can't always rely on our doctors. We got to take care of ourselves, you know, and you know, that's important.
Yeah, very important. And you said it a lot of times, and I know I had a couple of stats down here too, and I was looking at this. Now, what I saw online, before we wrap this up, I want to definitely get to your recording artist so people know how to get your music, because you're an awesome recording artist and people need to know that. approximately 290,560 new expected, I'm going to emphasize new, N-E-W, new expected cases in the United States to be diagnosed with breast cancer. Not broken down into any particular race or anything, because we already know that, me being African-American woman, I already know it may not fit into a different category than, or I may fit into a different category than you, etc. But what I understand is still that, you know, African-American women had different forms or more aggressive. So it's really super, super important. I cannot emphasize this enough. You can have the same type of cancer or something similar, but the aggressiveness and how it works through the body is very, 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 very different. So anyway, and that's what happens when you have a 13-year-old in the house. Somebody's going to do something in the background. So, but anyway, and then secondly, was prostate cancer. That was followed by prostate cancer and lung cancer. And then, of course, they mentioned colon and rectal cancer, which is usually they kind of combine that, because you can have colon cancer and rectal cancer can be separate. And so they say colorectal, so make sure you're just getting screenings in that cases. But the numbers are staggering. You know, mortality rate 40% higher amongst Black women, you know, than non-Hispanic women. It's just, there are numbers all over the place. You can go to cancer.org and American Cancer Association Society, all of those things to get more information. Again, on this show, we're going to come correct. We know neither myself or my guest, or at least this particular guest, we're not medical professionals. This is only an opinion or a story and something that happened in real time to either one of us. I talk a lot about diabetes type 2. I say, go get your sugars checked. When you go to the doctor, get those annual checkups. This is the time of year. If you met that deductible, just throw them all in, you know, get them all in. If that means you're working late or you have to, you know, if it's not going to be on your lunchtime and you don't go near, you know, set that up with your employer so that you understand, you just need to get it done. No more delays. We're not going to blame everything on not COVID, not now. We're going to say, nope, we're going to get in there. Now, the appointments, because of COVID, they're stacked. But yes. Please go and get that mammogram. So I wanted to thank you for talking so much about that today. And hopefully some of my stats, even if you didn't know it yourself, you heard it here, right? Let's just talk briefly before we close. Okay, we have a few minutes to do that. I want to talk about, you know, some of the happiest times also in your life about recording, being a recording artist, both in English and Spanish.
I 2020 was really a time where a lot of us just kind of was in our own space, and 2020 was a time where I really opened up and started writing in Spanish, and just kind of just going through emotional time, and still am, and that's how the birth of my first album, it's called Emotional Album, and I dropped the first single, which is called Fire Fire. The whole album is a roller coaster ride of emotions. It actually takes you through Spanish and English, dancehall, Afro beats. These are all music genres that I love, Latin and dance, and some feel good music. I've always been a big fan of Tina Marie and that whole genre, so I also have a feel-good track as well on that album. But most importantly, it was a big time in my life where right now I'm going through a big transition emotionally in my personal life. So this is what came out of that in the making of Emotional Album. So the first song is Fire Fire, and I also released a remix version, which is in a dance hall kind of vibe. So I kind of stepped out of my own element, but gave it raw.
Yes. Yeah. And you were recently, going to be at an event in Jersey or something? There's a venue, or has that happened already for anybody, especially if they're in the Jersey area?
Yeah, no, actually, that's next Friday, October 15th. Hot 97 is actually a platform that we're performing for, and Hot 97 DJ. So it's gonna be a fun event. It'll be in Elizabeth, New Jersey at P2K Lounge. It's October 15th, 10 p.m.
Wow. So okay.
Yeah.
I hope the parking is good on that one, because everybody's gonna want to come there.
And Elizabeth, so you already know.
Elizabeth, right, that's what I said. Well, I hope the parking is good. Okay, but like, if people want to fly in and see you, you know, I guess the airport is Newark. Is that the closest?
That'll be Newark Airport.
Newark Airport. Right. Okay, so tell everybody again, it's going to be on next Friday?
Yes, October 15th, next Friday.
Okay, what time is your show? What time are you performing?
Well, it starts at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. I should be one of the third, fourth artists coming in at that time.
Excellent. And the name of the venue one more time for those in the back. Let's shout it out.
That's P2K Lounge in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
All right. Great. Well, you know, I'm going to tease you, because I said, okay, so you're a New Jersey native. Not a New York native. But I won't hold that against you. I know. Just hop on
the
old.
You're Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, born in Queens and raised in Brooklyn. So I represent both. I got Jamaica, Hollis area. You heard of LL Cool J, right? So okay,
yes.
When you're talking, you know, Hollis.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie's from Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, so. He was from Brooklyn. And but I'm in the Crown Heights area of Brooklyn. So, hey, we know a lot with the Caribbean Festival every year. All of the radio stations. One of my favorite radio stations is BLS. I still listen to it, WBLS. Yes. I still listen to it live. And I just love all types of music. As I said, you know, being in the singing group, that never leaves you. I was doing that, you know, I was singing from like 9 or 10 years old from church. And then I spilled into that R&B group. And we made up all the steps and did talent shows and block parties, all of that throughout the different sections of Brooklyn, including Brownsville, East New York, Crown Heights, where I'm actually was raised. And beyond. Yes. So, you know, it's amazing. I'm going to ask, because we just have a couple more minutes. What actually started you in the music business? What gave you that spark to do that?
You know, music has been in my family since little. Like, we, you know, for the holidays, like, we all get together. I was with my cousins, played guida, we played drums. I mean, not professionally, but as a family, it's always been in our blood, you know, so since little. So, but when I really took it serious was, honestly, after I went through cancer, then, you know, I said, you know what, I then took it seriously and took it to the next level. My first release was called Tonight. It was a feel-good song. It's a feel-good song. And the featured artist that I did the song with was from Ghana, Africa. So I get a lot of love from Africa on my music. And it's been in a great ride and still going, you know, going through it. My music was produced by The Flight Monkey. So those are my new sounds, and still growing as an artist. I honestly, I can't say I'm just one genre. That's kind of hard to pinpoint. I'm Latin because I do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, wow. Well, perhaps all of that international global travel is in your future. You know, keep your name out there. You know how people say, hey, keep my name out of your mouth. Well, no, folks. Listen, to my international listeners, check her out. Jody Looch. That's what I always love to say, your name. And then I forgot to say hola, como esta, when you came on in the beginning, which we're almost in closing. But I just like to say it anyway. You know? Bien, gracias. Yes.
That's so good. That's a holler. Like, hey, girl.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be learning all that. But I actually took almost at least 10 years of Spanish, so through school. So, yes. And
my probably could speak it better than me.
Well, my stepfather spoke fluent Spanish in New York. Yes.
Awesome.
So, there we go. So, you know, you learn a lot. I love it to learn different cultures. You know, grew up a couple of years in the house with someone that spoke fluent Spanish, and of course, fluent in English as well. But, you know, I just picked up from there and then studying it in school. So, the music and everything, you can't get enough of music. That is so great. You are going to change the world with your message regarding breast cancer, surviving, resilience. There's so many uplifting messages in your story. And I am thanking you so much for even coming back onto this platform, Speak to Me First podcast show, which it is an international, global recognized show. And I'm getting better and better. And I'm saying, country, come on in, listen to this show. This is what I want to hear from people who have a story. It's not always about them. It may be about the people around them and what made you do or think the way you think. But sharing your message about health and during this month, particularly as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you are a survivor, but not only from breast cancer, in my opinion. You are a survivor of many things in all areas of your life. You're still here. You're talking about it. And, you know, somebody's going to replay this video when it gets out. So for all of my listeners, you will be able to access this video on Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Cast, wherever you get your podcast show from. And I want to make sure that everyone listening, where can they find or purchase your music or learn more about you? What social media platforms?
Social media is at Jody Luch.
Mm-hmm. You want to say that a little louder so they can hear you, just in case.
So my social media handles, IG, Twitter, Facebook is at JADILUC, Jody Luch. My music you can find on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Again, that's Jody Luch, JADILUC.
Yes. And of course, you're on Facebook and I don't know if you're Twitter and everywhere. YouTube, I know you're there. I played Fire.
TikTok.
Oh, she's TikTok too.
Yeah,
so that's the only platform so far that I have not looked at. But yeah. So, you know, some things come and go. And I said, well, maybe that's going to go. But nope. It's there. It's there. So, and a lot of different age groups are now going to TikTok, bringing their message. So I'm going to see if I'm going to pull something together and get a whole nother audience. But whoever audience is listening today, we really do thank you so much, Jody Luch, for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because it can't be easy, with a teenager and in tow, and also just keeping up with your music. You're also a marketing and promotion professional doing some things right now out of Jersey, working on projects. So that's awesome. I'm glad. You may have left Florida, the Sunshine State, but you just bought that sunshine up 95 North. That's all you
did.
How about that, right? Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Again, this is a year in that I remember when you launched your podcast.
Yes.
Now we're a year in. I am, congratulations.
Thank
what
you.
Is your?
It's actually over a year now. I launched it last March.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
What is your advice for those that are just starting their podcasts, and you know what made you keep going?
Well, first of all, podcast is because why it's dear and near to me is because I had always been doing a lot of live things on social media, including Facebook, LinkedIn. I would do lives or streaming, etc. Every Tuesday night called Talking with Toy on Tuesdays on Facebook. And then I realized, okay, I'm just talking and it's talking into air, but that's fine because I had a message of career development, professional, personal development and growth. And those are the type of topics that I sort of stick with. But I have my own story of resilience, losing my daughter to congenital heart disease in my early 20s. And, she was only a toddler at 2 years old. And again, I am a survivor of what most people do not survive. It is the most traumatic loss, according to medical professionals, the loss of a child. So I said, you know what? I'd love to speak on career development. That fuels me because of my HR background. But I tell people, find a, just find a platform that will work for you to get positive messages out there, and you'll reciprocate. People will come to you. I say, as a podcast host, there's many, many podcasts out there. I may have went with one or two countries at first internationally, and now it's growing. And yes, it is in Africa, and it's parts of Asia and beyond that. So I just recently picked up Finland about a week ago. So countries that I may never, ever, ever see in my lifetime. But somebody, even if it's 1% or 2% of people or person, somebody tapped into it. So from a marketing and promotional standpoint, if that's what you're doing and you're a team of one, keep doing it. Don't give up. You are resilient in all areas of your life. Find something. The worst day you could have is when you do absolutely nothing. That is it. That's it. For me,
that
Yep. And so we're going to keep women out there. I'm going to tell you, do your mammogram. Get your mammograms done. Schedule it. Call. And by the way, a lot of people who may or may not be able to afford it, there are, you know, agencies, you know, local agencies in your community. Google that. Free mammograms. Free breast exams. Go and get it done. No more excuses. You know, if you need a friend or family member that you fear of going because you think you felt something or a lump or whatever it is, your breast doesn't look right, something is not right, it's off colors and things like that, or areas on the breast, you want to make sure you check that out. That's what I would say. Would you echo that as well, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. The importance of getting screened.
Yes.
Getting your annual mammogram.
Yes.
And, you know, and doing our self-check.
Self-exam, yes.
Self-breast exams.
Yep. That's it.
That's important for men and women.
Men and women. Go get it done. That's our message today from Jody Luch, mom, recording artist, entrepreneur, yes, promotional, marketing professional. You did your thing today, and I appreciate that. So just go ahead and give me a smile. I'll just try to capture that, our wonderful moment. You ready? Here we go. Yes, people, we are just doing our pictures and photo takes today. Here we go. On three, one, two, three. Yes. All right, got it. So thank you so much, Jody Luch. Where can, people can find you on all social media platforms. Do you have a website that you want to throw out real quick?
Yes, everything's on my link tree, on my social media, and on my bios.
Okay.
You can actually also catch me on unitedmasters.com link.
Did you say United? United Masters? Did you
United
say?
Masters.
Okay.
That's basically where I took all my music and put it out.
Unitedmasters.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We are out of time. Anytime the things start getting juicy and better and good in the conversation, it's time to go. That's what broadcast is all about. I want to really thank my guest today for joining me. For my listeners out there, today's message is go out and do what you need to do for you and your family. But remember this, the number one person that has to be right on in all areas of their lives is you, capital Y-O-U, you first, and everything else has to come secondary. Because just think of this, folks, if you're not well, you can't help somebody else. I'm going to say it again, for those of you in the back, for all of my listeners, international, national, whatever, and whomever will see this, and it will be shared globally, really take care of yourself first, and then you'll be strong enough and you'll have the will to help other people in their lives. That's what we need. We need more people to just be healthy and hopeful that their families will follow your lead. Somebody's got to take the lead. Why not you? That's what I say. And as I say, first of all, if you want to reach out to me, my website is TJV Empowers You, the letter U.com. Again, TJV Empowers You, the letter U.com. And I'm Coach Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. And as I say when I end all of my broadcasts, success is in your future. Bye for now. Bye, Johnny. We'll talk again.
Bye,
thank you. Bye now.
Recording.